This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer as many of your gardening questions as possible. So give us that call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. Now, for those just joining us, don't worry. Not on my cell phone for 4 hours again this week. I apologize one more time. I feel so terrible as you look for quality each week. And it wasn't as good as I wanted it to be last week. So I apologize again for that. Everything's good. We're fixed. New routers, new everything. Took a while, but here we are. Anyways, let's not look at the past. Let's look at what we're thinking about right now. And some of those things we've already talked about, you know, issues of fungus happening. Just keep it in mind that is something that could happen very soon, right? It is something that will most likely happen this season. So just look at preventing. That's kind of what I'm looking at right now is preventative measures. So just something to think about this time of year. Now, what else is going on, right? It's been so rainy and at most times cool, although we're going to start getting humidity, but our plants are used to it. I just want you to realize that some things that could happen in the garden too. Once we start getting into this humid, warmer weather, our vegetables might slow down a little bit in some aspects, and in others, shoot right up. Because the sun's out, it's going to just push it, etc. Now, one thing I want you to be thinking about is tomatoes. Because tomatoes, when it gets really hot, tomatoes actually don't like it. They don't like it because what ends up happening is it slows down their production. They stop turning that reddish-orange color that we're looking for in our plants. Because the plant goes on the defense. It gets worried about what could happen. And it starts to go into a stage where it's trying to prevent any further damage of the plant itself. So just keep that in mind, right? This is something where in the hot parts of the summer, our tomatoes might not turn red, but that doesn't mean there's an issue. just means it's too hot and our plants are protecting themselves the best that they know how. So just something to think about, because we get those questions. We tend to get a lot of those questions later in the season when we're in a drought like that or lots of heat. And just based on the next few days, the humidity, etc., just a thought, right? Now, getting a lot of questions out there still in regards to what's going on with some of our plants. Right, we're noticing still that our plants aren't leafing out as much, or they're not doing as much as they always have. Like the hydrangeas, right? Hydrangeas right now look as though we have all new plants, or there's major issues, etc., and that has a lot to do with that winter damage that is causing it. But don't fret. They're not dead. They will come back for you for the next season. It is something that I've been thinking about a lot. I have one hydrangea in the backyard currently. 2 years ago, late in the fall, so we're almost at 2 years. We're a year and a half in. We got a new puppy, right? She decided she wanted to eat the endless summer hydrangea. I was kind of saying, you know what, we're not going to do that. Plant isn't as good as I want it to be. I'm going to cut it back anyways. Well, let's just put it this way. This year, so a year and a half later, it's finally flowering. So just something to think about. These things can take some time. You might have some issues this season. Remember, in a season or two, it might be okay. Now, I do have a call on the line that I want to get to. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Margaret's in New Hampshire.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. We're going to have some knotweed taken down. What can I spray on it so next year we'll come back?
Well, so it is something that's going to take a few applications. Are you looking to use something organic, or is it kind of you just want to get rid of it?
I just want to get rid of it.
Okay. So this would be something where I would, once it's cut down, look at a product like Clean Up or Kills All. Right, so Clean Up is a product that I wouldn't just spray over everything. The best way to really get rid of it is, once it's cut, is to paint on all the stems that are cut low, paint them with the concentrated version of cleanup instead of like a pump spray and then spray over the top. The reason being is it gets deeper into the plant and will then it will help kill it long term versus it staying or coming back easily. Because that's one of the things that happens, is it does come back very easily if you don't kill the whole thing. So something to keep in mind. You said you're having it sounds like you're having somebody cut it down for you.
Yes, because it's about small now.
Okay. If you could have them, spray it down, or if you can spray it almost immediately after. Reason being is one of the main reasons here is the plant, once it's cut, will start to form a callus over where you've cut it. And we don't want that to happen, because when it does happen, the plant can then come back and live a little bit and send out the roots, send out everything. We want to get everything to the root system and kill it that way. So a fresh cut on the plant is the best time to be spraying it with a product like Cleanup. So if you can do it right after they're done, that would be the most beneficial for you for the long term. And just realize, everything that you kill, some of it might be behind it and popping up, so you might have to do it again in a couple weeks, maybe 10 to 14 days of the spraying again to help kill any of the newer, less mature plants that are coming through behind it. So it's not a one and done, in my opinion. I think it's a multiple spray. But just keep that in mind going forward, okay?
I appreciate it. So how's the family?
Everybody's doing great. We're doing
good.
Great, so we appreciate you asking.
All right, have a good day. And good
you
week
too.
To both you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're plenty of time left if you have some questions, anything we can do to help you out with the garden here. So definitely give us a call if you have those questions. Give the number one more time, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonide has the answer. Bonide 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
All too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And beautiful day out there this morning. Most of the day it looks like it's going to be great. It's a good day to get out and just do some things, right? I bet your lawns are growing like crazy considering all the rain. So maybe it's a good day to do it. Anyways, we have a call on the line. I want to get to it. So Nathan, who's up next?
Sue's in New Hampshire.
Sue, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. My question is about a tree. I have my neighbor's garage is on one side, mine's on the other. We just took down a silver maple, and from what I've read, I have to wait a year before I can plant another tree about 5 feet from the other tree that we just took down. And my question is, could you tell me about the hackberry tree? I think that's what it's called, hack, H-A-C-K-B-E-R-R-Y tree. I guess it's native to New Hampshire, and I've never heard of this tree before, but I wanted to find out about especially the root system, because it will probably be about 7 feet from a foundation, and I just don't want the roots to go into a foundation.
Okay, so the hackberry tree, you know, it's actually one that adapts to landscapes really well. Kind of does, you know, goes to all aspects of it. Heat, drought, wind, ice, all those things doesn't affect it, right? So that's why it's one of those things where people really like the plant, because it kind of adapts to everything that it needs to be. You know what I mean? So it's something that can go into pretty much any condition and be okay. It's great for this area. Now, the problem with any tree is roots kind of go anywhere, like you're saying, and you're about 7-8 feet away.
Yeah, maybe 10 feet at the most.
Okay. And now, is it a cement basement or is it like a rock?
it's a cement or a slab. I'm not sure if it's, it's concrete, but there's no basement underneath it because it's a garage.
Yep. So here's a couple things on it. One, the plant itself, the roots are going to, they're going to head that way no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to hit that side, and it's going to be very hard for it to penetrate the compaction that's underneath the slab as well. Because there'll be, younger roots, thinner roots. They'll go that way, but then what they'll do is they'll kind of make a 90-degree turn and kind of turn along the side of it. That being said, you might have a little bit here and there because the roots can go into different areas and do their thing. But, I wouldn't say it's the worst thing in the world to happen. Because my thought here is, with it being a slab, you probably have over a foot of concrete, right? So there's a foot of concrete, and then underneath it is compacted down probably another foot or two, based on New England having frost heaves, etc. They want to make sure that everything is very tight, no moisture really gets into it, those types of things. So, in essence, it's a very hard, compact area for roots to get into, right? So, to me, I think you're going to be okay. The other thing is, so is the silver maple that was there, are you removing the stump, or are you kind of...
Oh, yeah, it's been ground down already. We took it down,
okay.
About a week ago.
All right, so you don't want to obviously plant right on top of it. You can plant, like you said, 5 feet away, et cetera, but... just when you're digging down, there might be some roots that have come around to the sides from that that previous silver maple. But you should be all right to plant this in here. Now,
okay, do the root systems for the hackberry go straight down, or do they stay shallow and spread out?
Well, so they will spread out. The majority of trees in general will only go down about 18 inches maximum. Some will have a taproot, this one doesn't. Now, I have to hit a break. If you have some more questions, hang tight for me. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Bonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Bonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Bonide Full Sun, Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
Update. In the headlines this Sunday morning, members of the Wagner Group have retreated from Russia after an uprising. The armed rebellion led by a Russian mercenary who tells his troops to stop the march on Moscow. Former President Trump speaking at the Faith and Freedom Coalition conference in Washington, D.C. last night.
Every time the radical left Democrats, Marxists, communists, and fascists indict me, I consider it a great badge of courage.
Trump promising to overhaul what he calls the weaponized Department of Justice if he is reelected president. A possible delay in the government's classified documents case against former President Trump. Here's John Schaefer.
Special Counsel Jack Smith is requesting a delay until December. That request, filed on Friday, is due to the longer than expected time required to obtain security clearances. Trump has pleaded not guilty to 37 criminal counts related to his handling of classified documents after he left the White House.
Laura Winters, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we were on the phone with Sue in regards to a hackberry that she would like to plant in between a garage, etc. So we were talking about the root system here. So the majority of the root system will be spreading and shallow. But sometimes in perfect conditions, it can have a very deep taproot. So if you give it some of the better conditions, you take care of the soil, you take care of everything, add, you know, I would look at using the biotone starter to make it, it with any, like, transplant shock or anything along those lines. And I say transplant shock because it's coming out of a container or a root ball and going into the ground. That's a transplant, even though it's already been dug up previously. So that it could have some issues, and I want to make sure it's taken care of. Adding some good compost, some manure, or something along those lines to it. But don't mix it more than 50-50. You want to still have some of the soil that's there, because what you don't want to do is create the perfect situation where the soil is just so good in one area and it's not everywhere else that the roots don't want to explore and go further out. So you want to do that mix, but you don't want to do it too much. So that's the way I look at when I'm planting it. You can't guarantee where the roots are going to go, but just based on, knowing that there's a slab there and underneath is going to be very compacted, especially over time, especially you said it's a garage, right? So
yeah,
you're constantly driving in and out of there, or you have stuff, stacked in certain areas where it's helping compact it, keep it strong. I think the roots wouldn't go in that way. The thing that would worry me, right, is all the roots that go that way are going to basically square themselves off. And if for some reason there was a major windstorm that would kind of get a funnel in there and push it the opposite way away from the garage, you might have that root system fall over or the tree fall over. That's long term. That could be I mean, 25, 30 years, so it's not something to worry about, but I just, that's what I just think long-term with the plants as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I don't see it as a bad plant for you.
Okay. All right. Now, a question on the maple that was planted there. There was a bowl starting at the base. I guess that's what you call it. Is that, like, those growths that come up out of the tree, is that a disease or is that a virus? What is that?
So you said it was a gall coming up. Was it on the leaves or is it on the plant?
No, it's at the base of the tree. It was like a round growth coming out of the tree at the base.
Okay, so it was coming. All right, so was it? I'm trying to think here what could have caused it. So there's, was it an area that was mowed or as well, or was it all like grass or mulch?
No, mowed. We don't mow right up to the trunk of the tree. We had a little bit of mulch down at the base just to make it look pretty. But this tree must have been over 100 years old.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the most common, like, issue would be, like, insects causing a gall or something along those lines to happen. Cutting it down. You know, a silver maple, once it gets a certain size, kind of gets weak on the branching, too. So that's, you know, another reason to get, you know, to cut it down. You know, I wouldn't be worried about it spreading to the next plant or anything along those lines. So that, you know, the majority of them aren't that big of a deal. It could just be old damage, like from years ago, that maybe something, you know, hit it, something along those lines caused it to bubble up in that area to protect itself. If you're not seeing like ooze or anything coming out of it, I don't think it's an issue. You didn't see like it was always like wet, or there was like a cup in there holding like moisture and it was like black.
No, I didn't see any of that, but the bark was peeling off. We had woodpeckers pecking at it all the time. Some of the branches had ulcers, like it looked like, in fact, I was kind of surprised that this past winter when we had the ice storm, that the branch didn't break in half where it was like rotting out. It still helps. But we took it down anyway, just because of for reasons anyway. But I was just worried that where I'm going to plant a new tree next spring, hopefully next spring, that that disease wouldn't spread to, you know, like linger over the whole summer, fall, and winter. So when I plant this new tree, that it would get infected by a disease.
Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't leaking like a black ooze or something along those lines, I don't think you're going to have an issue, because sometimes what will happen is there's a fluid that oozes out, starts off clear, but then turns like a blackish brown. You would have seen it all. You would have seen it in years past. But I it doesn't sound like that's the issue here by any means. You know, as soon as you heard the woodpeckers going after it, they might be able to bang their head on a piece of wood for hours, but they're not looking for something that is a very strong plant. They tend to go more towards plants that have dead or dying issues. So you did the right thing there. I don't think it's like this, what they call bacterial wet wood or slime flux or one of those things. You would have known because you would have smelled it too, right? It has like a smell to it. So that was the only thing I could think of, because I've seen it on some trees where it's at the base, right, where it just sits in like an area. So I don't think you have that issue by any means. If you're waiting a full year anyways, that's going to compost over, do those things. It's going to be okay.
Okay.
You know, one thought just for the time being, you probably, the chips got cleaned up from when you ground the stump and everything, right?
Correct.
You know, I might right now add some compost to the area that you're going to plant in. And I don't mean dig it in. I mean maybe do like a top dressing of that whole area. It gives it time to get in there for next season, then when you're going to plant. And what it'll do is it'll enrich the soil, get it kind of activated. So next year when you put it in, you know, you add, you know, your planting mix and your plant, your biotone. And I think it'll really be helpful for you in the long term. Just really wake up that whole soil and get it ready for the next season.
Okay, so I should add the compost, like, now, you're saying, for next spring?
Yeah, so I'd still use, like, a planting compost when you plant it next spring. Because you said you might probably, you might do it next year. What I'm just thinking is let's get some organic matter. Organic matter in the soil is so important. It'll help the nutrients that are there, but help future nutrients. And so we're adding that organic matter right now by putting compost down. And what it's going to do is help enrich the soil. So when you go to plant next year, it might be easier to dig. And the plant will have something right there ready to go as well.
Okay, how many inches should I put down?
Yeah, you could probably do, you know, in the area, if you need to fill the area, you could do about 2 to 4 inches. I'd say probably 2-3 inches as a top dressing would be fine in that whole area. But, again, it's not something you have to do. It's just something I'm thinking ahead for you to get that organic material into the soil to help benefit you long term.
That sounds great, Patrick. Thank you so much for answering all my concerns. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Sue. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. It's beautiful out there, blue sky. You know, hopefully it lasts for the majority of the day. Possible rain late in the day. But it's the weekend. Why wouldn't we have rain? It just seems to happen every weekend. Anyways, phone number again is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll be here for another couple hours, plenty of time if you have some questions in regards to the garden. Now, it stopped raining, it's sunny out, your lawns have probably grown, good day to get out there and mow. Once the sun's kind of popped up a little bit, got rid of some of that morning dew, some of that rain from yesterday so it's not too wet, get that lawn cleaned up for the next few days that we're going to have some more rain. It's looking like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, possibility of rain. Seems like you don't even have to go to a weather app to know what the weather's going to be lately. But clean up the yard, clean up the lawn, allow it to thicken up because you are still, the rain's going to happen. It's going to keep the moisture in there and taken care of. So I'd definitely be looking at it if you haven't. Now, we're still in the part of the season where you could do a weed control, you know, your second step if you haven't already, your second application. You know, that's the one with the broadleaf weeds. You know, some are just fertilizers, but some are broadleaf weed killers. Something to be thinking about at this point. Or we're getting close to that third application, right? Some of you are probably just about there. Now think about it. If you're at the third application right now, that means step four, your winterizer, 6 weeks from now, puts you in August. So 6 weeks after that puts you at the end of September, and we all know that our lawns are still growing in October. They have grown into November and into December in the past couple years. So it's time to really think about, should you be doing a five-step application, right? There's multiple things that we will discuss in the 8 o'clock hour in regards to that five-step fertilizer program because it is so important for your plants to make sure they are taken care of and your lawn as well. So we will go over that and more as time permits. But I will say we are It's going to be a nice day. It's a good day to be out there, right? It is such a good day to be out there because it just, I feel like every weekend it has rained. I've been trying to put down loam in my front yard. I think I'm at 5 weeks this weekend. And just every time I go to do it, you know, something will come up or it'll be pouring, like a downpour like you haven't seen. Hopefully next weekend I can finish it up. Rented a Bobcat for next weekend, so we'll see if that works. Today would be a nice day just to hang out, do some other cleanup. Anyways, if you have some questions, call us. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And in about 10 minutes or so, Karen from Natural Alternative is going to join us with some great information in regards to what we can be doing now, what we should be thinking about doing. Definitely talk about beetles. We'll talk about your lawn, etc. Because there's a lot to discuss, as we haven't talked to Karen in a number of weeks, so I wanted to do as much as we could with her. So definitely look forward to that. So in about 10 minutes or so, Karen will join us from Natural Alternative to discuss, the amount of points we have here. I hope we have enough time to get through, but we will definitely try it. In the meantime, you know, we're talking about things that we should be looking at doing for our plants, right? Preventative maintenance on plants, right? We think about preventative maintenance when it comes to vehicles, machinery, those types of things. But we should start thinking about it on our plants as well, right? Just with the amount of humidity, amount of rain, fungus is most likely to happen around us in our plants, in our lawn. Just something to be thinking about. If you've had fungus before and you did nothing, or maybe you did something but it just didn't go away, you're most likely going to have it again. You might already have it, right? It's just something to keep an eye on to help prevent. Now, another thing is if you have it already and you had it last year and maybe this year is a little earlier, you got to write these things down. Because we want to know next year, I want you to know next year when something like this is going to happen so we can work on preventing it ahead of time. And we usually want to try 2 to 3 weeks, maybe a little bit further, behind when it's going to start. I know a couple weeks ago we talked with somebody who was who wrote all this down and said, well, it didn't start last year till July. Now it's already started. What's going on? I get it. We can't be perfect, but we can figure out some things. And I just want to make sure that you can get to that point where at least, you know, there's the possibility of knowing when something's going to happen. Because there's a good chance each season we're going to have, fungus or disease control or disease issues, and we just want to control them. So something to think about now if you haven't already, because it is super important to get ahead of it. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
It's Mary in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I ordered a Asiatic lily.
Okay.
And they told me it wouldn't come till October. Could I still plant it out yet, or do I have to plant it in a pot?
No, you definitely could. They're doing it just as a better time frame for what they're sending you. So I have no problem with you planting it then, mm-hmm. right? I think it's in your best interest. Fall is a great time to be planting pretty much anything because of the fact that it can focus on the root system versus anything else. So I honestly see no problem with you planting in October. The problem I would see is if it starts to be late in October into November, that's when you should probably plant it in a container inside, let it kind of go dormant for the season, in a basement or something like that. But early September, you should be no problem. It's just when it gets into November, December, sometimes that's when I get a little nervous.
I'm going to take that chance.
Exactly. Why spend all that money for it to not be successful? So that's the only thing I would look at if it's late October into November.
Do I have to give it any fertilizer when I plant it then, or should I just
I wouldn't. If anything, you could use a Biotone just to get it started, because that's a great transplant fertilizer, but I think you don't need to do anything else.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Mary, have a great one.
You too, Pat. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. When we get back, Karen from Natural Alternative. So we look forward to that. I'll give the phone number, but for after, it's 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.